Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Psachim, Perik, Ches, Mishnah Hei. There is a certain type of Tumah called Zav. Zav, Sheroa, Shtei, Re'iyos. This Zav had his Tumah twice. In order for him to become Tahar, he has to count 7 clean days where he does not have this Tumah. On the 7th day, he toibles himself in Mayim Chayim, in spring water, and then he has to wait for the night. Once the night settles, he is Tahar. But what if that 7th day is Erev Pesach? So everyone is shechting the Korban Pesach. It's his 7th day. He toibled himself already, but the truth is, he's still a little bit Tameh until night. But when night comes, he's Tahar. So by night, he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach together with everyone else. Zakta Mishnah, it's okay. Again, Zav, this Zav, Sherosh Deirias, he saw this Tumah twice, which means he has to count 7 clean days. He toivels himself on the 7th day and he becomes Tahar at night. The 7th day is Erev Pesach. It's not a problem. As long as he toiveled himself already, although he's not Tahar yet, Shechet and Olav, they can shecht on his behalf, Bashvi, on the 7th day. Now, the din is by a Zav. Let's say he had this Tumah not twice, but 3 times. So he also has to count 7 clean days. On the 7th day, he also toivels himself in Mayim Chayim. And at night, he kataka eat Tumah. However, because he had this 3 times, not 2 times, in order for him to be mutter in Hegdish on day number 8, he has to bring a carbon. After he toivels himself, and the night comes, before he brings the carbon, he's called a mechusar kapara. He's more or less tahar, but he didn't bring his carbon yet. So Zakta Mishnah, Ra Shalosh, he saw this Tumah of Zav 3 times. He can't eat from the carbon Pesach until he brings a kapara. Zakta Mishnah, Ra Shalosh, if we have a Zav that saw 3 times, let's say the 8th day is Erev Pesach, so, he already toibled himself yesterday, the day before Erev Pesach, which was his 7th day. At night, he becomes almost tahar. It's just that on the 8th day, he has to bring a carbon. Shechet in Olav, we can shecht the carbon Pesach on his behalf, Bashmini Shalei on his 8th day. And the chiddush is, even though he didn't actually bring his carbon yet, to totally be metayer himself. But as long as he gave over his karbonis to Bezdin, it's okay, we can shech the Karban Pesach for him, and by night he'll be completely tahar. So basically, is the Mishnah telling me that even though someone on Erev Pesach is not fit to eat, but if he's at the end of his process of tahar and he'll be fit at night, it's okay, you can shech for him. Is that true for all tumais? And the answer is no. It's true for the Zav, but it's not true for someone who's Tamei Meis. Someone who's Tamei Meis, so they have to spray on him, sprinkle on him the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7. Suppose day number 7 is Erev Pesach. So he says, okay, so very good. Sprinkle on me now the water from the ashes of the Parah Aduma on Erev Pesach. By night, I'll be tar. Over here we say, no, you'll have to wait till Pesach Sheni. I'm sorry. And that's learned from the Pasuk. V'ya noshim ashoye t'meim l'nefesh adam. And they weren't able to make the Korban Pesach b'yoyim ha'hu. Chazal darshan, on that day, they weren't, on Erev Pesach. Even though at night they would be able to eat their Korban Pesach. Too late. They're pushed off for Pesach Sheni. Tumas Meis has this chumrah, that unless the person is completely tar Erev Pesach, we cannot shecht for him, although he's going to be tar at night. But in regard to other Tumas, even though he didn't totally complete the Tahara process yet, but if today's the last day, when I say today I mean Erev Pesach, if Erev Pesach is the last day for him to complete his Tahara, whether it's day number 7 for the Zav that saw twice, or day number 8 for the Zav that saw 3 times, and at night he's going to be Tahar, then we do Shecht for him. The Tumah of Zav is by a man. There is a different Tumah, called Ziva, by a woman. And during certain time periods, the halacha is that if she sees the Tumah once, she has to be a Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yom. Let's say she saw the Tumah on Tuesday, so the next day on Wednesday, she has to be Tahar. She can go to the mikveh before the sun sets, and by night she is totally Tahar. That's called a Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yom. she has to watch one day against the day that she was tame. So the Mishnah tells us a chiddush, shomeres yoim keneged yoim. This woman who has to count one day for the day that she was tame, shaych min olel b'sheni shela. Let's say on the day before Erev Pesach she saw the tumah. On the next day, she has to make sure she's tahor, but on that day she can already toivel herself even before night. And that second day is Erev Pesach. So because she could toivel herself on this day and be tahor at night, we shech the Karban Pesach for her. What is the din if ro'asa shnei yomim? If she saw 2 days in a row, let's say she saw on Monday and Tuesday, so the halacha is Wednesday has to be completely tahor, and she can toivel herself even on Wednesday before the sun sets, and at night she becomes tahor. Therefore, says the Mishnah Vayter, ro'asa shnei yomim. If the ziva, let's say, saw 2 days, and the third day is Erev Pesach, no problem, because that's the day she could toivel herself and be tahor at night. So sheich den olah, we can shech the Karban Pesach for her bashlishi on day number 3. Now the din is, if she saw this tumah 3 days in a row, so now it becomes more complex. Here the halacha is, she has to have 7 clean days. On day number 7, she toivels herself. She becomes tahor at night, but she has to bring a korban on day number 8. Before that, she cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash or touch Hegdash. Memeila zok the Mishnah Vayter v'hazava. This is a woman that saw 3 days in a row. So sheich tenolah, we will be able to shecht the Karban Pesach for her bashmini if Erev Pesach turns out on her 8th day. She already counted her 7 clean days. She can bring the Karban to complete her Tahara. So we shecht for her on day number 8. So basically this Mishnah is telling us as follows. Whenever you have someone that is tame, but will be tahor at night, whatever this person has to do to become tahor, he or she can do on Erev Pesach. At night they will be tahor. You can shecht the Karban Pesach for them and they eat at night. The only exception to that is if someone is tame tumas meis. Even though we sprinkle on him from the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7. And even though day number 7 is Erev Pesach, so he says, so make me tahor on Erev Pesach so I can eat at night. We say, no, you're going to have to wait for Pesach Sheni.